A new hurricane's been spawned. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Tropical Depression 9 has spun up to become Hurricane Ian in the Caribbean and could threaten Florida's Gulf Coast by midweek.
It now appears that it will be in the eastern Gulf of Mexico where we'll see the greatest threat of a hurricane, most notably Florida.
Jamie Rome is the acting director at the National Hurricane Center. The storm is forecast to move over the Cayman Islands and then western Cuba on Monday. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis declaring a state of emergency in 24 Florida counties, ordering storm preparations. Fiona is no longer a hurricane. It's been downgraded to a post-tropical cyclone as it moves on to Nova Scotia, but it's still a very powerful storm.
It's very difficult for something like that to actually wind down as it's approaching. So we are going to see some extreme winds associated with Fiona.
That's meteorologist Bob Robichaud of the Canadian Hurricane Center. More than 130,000 electric customers have lost power in Nova Scotia, and the utility says that number is growing fast. Abortion clinics ceasing operations in Arizona after a state judge lifts an injunction that had blocked a century-old law that banned the procedure in most cases. The law had been unenforceable since the 1973 Roe decision. Former President Trump holding a rally in Wilmington, North Carolina Friday, sparing no words for New York's Attorney General Letitia James, who filed a civil fraud lawsuit against him this week.
This crazy radical leftist nutjob James should be going after the killers, the gangbangers, drug dealers, and MS-13 savages who are ravaging the state of New York.
He called the lawsuit baseless and depraved. Investors worrying about a gathering financial storm, fears of a slowing global economy pushed Wall Street lower Friday. The Dow dropped 486 points to its lowest level of the year. NASDAQ lost 199. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
In Ukraine, residents in four Russian-held areas are being compelled to vote in annexation referendums.
Armed Russian troops arrived at residents' doors in the occupied regions of Luhansk, Donetsk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia, forcing fearful Ukrainians to cast their votes in a sham referendum, asking if they want to become part of Russia, taking the names of those who voted against Moscow's wishes. This as most of the 215 Ukrainian POWs arrived back home after being released as part of a prisoner swap, calling their families and describing their torture. Scenes of desperate conscripts fleeing Russia caused miles-long traffic jams on roads leading to Georgia and Kazakhstan.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. At the White House Friday night, Sir Elton John performing for about 2,000 guests, part of his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour. President Biden presenting him with the National Humanities Award.
Elton often talked about how American music changed his life and how the different genres and sounds influence his own music and imagination. It's clear Elton John's music has changed our lives.
A Mississippi man's been charged with a federal hate crime.
Prosecutors say Axel Cox burned a cross in his front yard in an apparent attempt to threaten his black neighbors. The Justice Department says the 23-year-old also addressed the family with racially derogatory language. A grand jury in September indicted Cox of Gulfport for violating his neighbor's housing rights. His trial is set for November. Burning crosses as a form of racial intimidation harkens back to the Jim Crow South. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The coroner's report in Denver says a black man who died after a police encounter in a Denver suburb in 2019 died because he was injected with ketamine. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.